think the program as it was utilized or designed by Cab County is smart or efficient. And especially as small as we are, I believe going forward, and I'll throw this out obviously for discussion, that if a neighborhood, they go through the process as it is, that doesn't change. Public Works does their process. But at the end of the day, if you vote to get speed bumps, then that cost is burdened by the affected homeowners. So I think it's $2,500 per bump is what Richard has figured out. You have $2,500 per bump. You build a bump, it's $2,500, it's over. It's a capital expense, right? So that total capital expense, again, is divided out just like an assessment amongst the homeowners. And then, you know, what I'd like to bring up is for discussion is maybe we don't need that any annual. You know, if maintenance is required, then again, an additional assessment can be made by Public Works, and Richard's not here, so we probably can't get the answers we're looking for. But I'll throw that out because I think the problem that we very well probably would face is that all of our money would be wiped with speed bumps. We wouldn't have any new streets. We wouldn't have any pothole repairs without a bunch of speed bumps. And I'd hate to face that fourth neighborhood saying, we don't have money for it. The first three could get it, but we're just flat out of money. So I think it may be an equitable way to do it. And with that, let me just open it up for some discussion. Denny?
Yeah, I agree with you. The whole factor boils down to this. If all of us went in, came here tonight and said, I want a speed bump for our city, we would be broke. So I think the whole thing, and everybody must be treated fairly and equally. I think that's the prime thing here we need to talk about. I think that's a very good suggestion. You know, if you want speed bumps, then, you know, that particular street, the whole entire city shouldn't be paying for those. But you live on the street, you want them, you vote for them, then you should be assessed. I would think that there would be some small, you know, annual fee, because I would just think it would be more acceptable or palatable, if you will, to have an annual fee rather than come back with an assessment. Again, to somebody when, quote-unquote, you had to remove the speed bumps, pave the street, and then put them back in again. So maybe we could set up a sinking fund. That may be a little difficult. I don't know. But I think that's one of the things maybe the staff can look at. So definitely, we need to have a payback, you know, $25 a year. The way DeKalb County is going out, just to give you an idea on that next one, I think it would take... I figured out today something like 5 years to pay that off at that amount. So I think it's equitable. I think it's fair across the city. It's fair to all the citizens. And if you want to find, then, you know, divide the total number of people that are affected, that are voting on it, into the total cost, and that's the assessment that would be provided to those homeowners.
All right. Any other discussion on this?
If we go ahead with a change as far as the traffic calming policy, I would hope that we would give options to lower cost items, not only speed bumps, but maybe we could have a patchwork of different options if that's what the residents of that so street wanted.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think amongst Public Works, I guess there's probably physically, you know, whatever limitations there may be, or this could be done and it can't be done because of whatever, but you're right, the more options I think absolutely would be better.
And I would also take it then that the thing before us on number 12, the Village Creek, wouldn't be affected by this, that we would go forward on the current policy.
We're when we get there, but yeah, it would be my recommendation that we move forward with Village Creek, but we'll leave that up to that discussion. But
okay.
Yes, okay, Robert.
I don't object to what you're suggesting, but let me say that I think if we go down this path, we are likely to find that we don't put any more speed humps in Dunwoody. That by saying that the neighbors have to get, I don't know, 65% of their fellow neighbors to each sign up to pay a substantial sum of money, it'll make it so hard to get that 65%. That we won't see speed humps going in. And again, that may be fine if the neighbors decide that they don't want them that badly. But I think the practical implication is that if we're not willing to help fund them, they probably won't get built.
And I have to agree with Robert, because in this one instance, part of the problem is where this neighborhood's located and the fact that it's next to a community college and now a new elementary school. In fact, there are three schools built around this one neighborhood. When you have a large college campus like this, there is no way to cut through. You're not going to cut through the college campus. You know, you have all of Brook Run is a huge chunk. You can't cut through it. There are going to be times where you do have to look at each individual situation to decide whether it warrants speed humps or not.
Absolutely. Agreed. So really, again, I mean, what, you know, what we're talking is the funding mechanism, and you know, maybe it's not 100% burden, and maybe it's some, you know, anomaly off of that. But I think we've got to probably seriously consider that our budget's just not going to reasonably handle the potential onslaught. And again, I think we. You know, I would prefer to let's get this thing tackled in one way or another before we get another application.
I just wanted to say one more thing. I know a suggestion was made to cul-de-sac this street. It would create additional traffic on other roads that are already overburdened. So you have to look at each individual situation and the ramifications of cul-de-sacking your thing.
Absolutely. John?
Final thing for me. On the next item, there's 46 residents paying for six speed humps, or could be six speed humps, at $2,500 each.
Right.
Dividing that out, you come out to $325 each of the residents on that next street would have to pay if we were to go forward with that policy.
That's right.
So, just throwing it out there, it's only $300 for that street. It's $325 for every house, whether they voted for or not. If it passed the vote and we went forward with it, it's $325. There it goes.
And again, obviously that's going to be situational depending on, you know, the breadth of the neighborhood and how many houses you have that are deemed effective to get the vote on a situation. Okay, other thoughts on this? All right, we'll just continue chewing on it. But again, I think sooner than later, we'll bring something forward, and we'll definitely get Richard's feedback as well. All right, resolution to approve traffic calming on Village Creek Drive. Again, I'll start this one off as well. As I mentioned before, regardless of what we do, the policy foregoing, you know, these guys have been in the hopper for a long, long time. Throughout the county process, and it just so happens that they fell or were pushed into the city of Doney last. So with that, I think, again, no matter what we do, that these folks should fall under the policy that they followed as far as the process, and that we, you know, that we move forward and allow them to get their speed bumps as they vote for it, as was recommended from the Public Works. Any other discussion we need to have on this resolution, Katie?
I'd just like to comment on Council Lady Bonser's work on this effort. I think she did an outstanding job in meeting the neighborhood over there. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comment?
I just got one comment, and I think, you know, one thing is going to come up. You know, we being fair and equitable to everybody in the entire city. And I think just to keep that in mind, you know, everybody's going to take a look at this, and if you live on some other street, and they're going to say, okay, yeah, but it happened after you became a city. So be prepared for that, because it is, you're creating a special group here from different from anyone else in the city. And, you know, we all choose where we live, and we buy that house, and we can see that the street is full. So, I mean, it's through streets. So there are some factors here to keep in mind, that being fair and equitable across the entire board for all the citizens of the city.
I think good point, Denny, and I'll reconfirm just for the public record tonight the thought process. I think you make a great point, and you know, we certainly don't want to be arbitrary any other residents. But again, as far as I know, and someone can correct me, Richard's not here, so he won't, but I believe this is the only one that has been in the hopper with DeKalb County, gone through the full motion. So this should be an exception, and I think that's clearly and easily is defensible, I think, by this council. I think it's an excellent point, but it's certainly a unique circumstance. Should anybody else have been in the hopper, I think we should have given them the same opportunity, but there is nobody. Adrian, Dudley Cook, oh, more correctly. Hi, Dudley Cook, for it.
They had reappealed.
It was Trowbridge, right?
Okay. All right, so any other comments on this? We'll move on to you.
I'll echo the thing that they've been working on this with DeKalb. They've gone through all the processes. There's a timing issue. The other thing is this street. I met with folks out there with Adrian last week, and actually not out with the site, but some of the things they expressed, this is a major walk route to the elementary school now, as well as Dominique High School. And, you know, they've had incidents where they've had dogs coming on the street by traffic, and, you know, that's bad enough, but some of these dogs were on leashes when they were hit, and you have elementary school kids walking to school on a street like this, you need to slow down.
All right, thank you, Tom. Any other comments on that?
I just give you an idea on this. There's a 13-year payback on these speed bumps, at $25 a year to the city.
All right, thank you, Benny. Any other comments on this? All right, we're moving on to update on ADA.